Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This best ball. If you post any best ball screenshots, the FBI will come. Week one is here. The Swolecast is the only show, the only entity covering this week one slate. Today we have you covered. Tuttle is back from the dead. Davis is locked in. David Kitchen looking fresh with no hat on today. Let's do it.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast. We've got the whole crew here. Tuttle is back. Tuttle was back. Soccer Dave here. We got Tuttle. We've got Davis, Pete. Pete does have a heart out, so we're just going to do what we always do, and that is just give you the winners, give you the picks. People just want the winners. They want the analysis, and that is what we're here to provide. And I'm just going to set the table for this season. Like, go ahead and like, subscribe now. I think we're almost to 10K subscribers on YouTube, give or take 6,200. Yeah. So just go ahead.
I haven't checked. I was just so blown away by what you just said. I was like, that's got to be a lie.
I know.
Can you 4K? Imagine us having 10K subs?
I literally cannot.
10K will happen this year, and here's the reason why. Wow. Tuttle. Tuttle is the secret weapon. Whew. People don't see it. He is grinding with the projections team this year. If you guys could see it, like, take a peek behind the curtains, they're like pulling out like Spotify podcast clips. Hey, could you source this out? Hey, where did you see him say this? And it is, I mean, it honestly, it's pretty enlightening. And Tuttle is bringing that same energy to this Swolecast this year, right, Tuttle?
Oh, just full out energy all the time on the Swolecast. I would like to address the NFL projections chat. I tagged you in it yesterday or 2 days ago, Soccer Dave, and I didn't seem to get a response.
Yeah. Oh,
Kitchen! Did Kitchen even know there's a projections chat?
No, because I mean,
that's what he's referencing.
I look at what did you tag me at with?
It was the Tennessee Titans receivers were going through drills, and Traylon Burks was the only one that didn't catch the the ball on his.
Team. I dropped the ball on that. I did not see the tag, but also know that I'm getting tagged a lot these days. So
he's a busy man.
Totally busy.
I'm a busy man. You guys don't even know. Like, I had to cut off a meeting early just so I could be on this show. But I'm gonna give the people what they want, and that is a first look at this slate for people that just found us because they searched in DraftKings winners or DraftKings.
Truly, no one has done a first look of the Week One 2022 NFL DFS slate. There's not a chance. Not
we're gonna be taking a look at Week One salaries. We're going to be looking. This is just a Sunday game, just a Sunday slate of games. So in the past, you know, we'll give analysis. Pete has been guilty of this a few times. Give analysis of a game not on the main slate. I think it just happened once. But, yeah. So that's what we're giving. And we're going to start out with Overzet's overview
and I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, I was actually scripting this before the show. It's definitely a tentpole segment and one that I would never forget that that it occurs every week. And what I will say, guys, here as I check my notes, it's a really interesting slate. And thank you for taking me full screen, Devin. There's a lot of interesting dynamics at play. And the way I see these salaries being so loose, it really is a play whoever you want. Sorry, Blender, don't sue me. And it could be a real studs in dudsy week. And I think what we're going to need to do today on the Swolecast is find out a way to get unique, because everyone's going to jam CMC. Everyone's going to play Wandell Robinson cheap. And we're going to have to find a way to rise above that groupthink and Galaxy Brain some tournament teams that can win the Frito-Lay Snaps and Snacks Series $20,000 free roll on DraftKings this week. We also have the Body Armor Edge Football Throwdown. I guarantee one of our listeners is going to win that. If that's not your jam, we do have the Guinness Time Challenge. We have the 5K Draft Time matchups presented by Miller Lite. And of course, my favorite, the Modelo 5K Fight to the Top Series.
Dude, Modelo, that's the one.
Yeah, and also, just know if we hit 10,000 subs this week, we will do a completely free show about your Rainmakers lineups this week. So I've just got
official sponsor. Everybody else is getting that Rainmakers money. When Swolecast get it?
Yeah, when Swolecast.
I mean, we do have one of the sponsors of the show is Underdog this year. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we're going to, you know, we might be adding some more sponsors throughout the year, but Underdog, they saw the value in this show and they wanted to to sponsor us. So
what are the deliverables on this sponsorship? What is the
It's just I think it's just like let's not screw things up and just know that it's sponsored by whoever, and they
could do a battle royale segment. We could build that in. The gang drafts a battle royale at the end of the episodes. Could be
easy.
I'd have to re-download the app, but we can do that.
And we
promo code Roto Girders.
Promo code Girders Grinders. Davis, you said you drafted over 400 best ball teams though.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to go and double check the math, but 300 on Underdog, a lot on DraftKings, a lot on Drafters. Not sure of exact numbers, but a lot. And I'm still going. Don't get lazy.
Get out of your system. About 30 more hours, you can have this talk.
Pete, I cannot wait.
Are you beating Davis in this?
On total volume, no. Yeah. I'm a company man. It's pretty much exclusively Underdog. I think I cleared 300, but I can't compete with the multi-site bros.
Bro, you don't know about how soft the ADP is on DraftKings, bro? That is one of my least favorite guys that has originated in the fantasy community is can't believe you're drafting on Underdog guy or guy who wants to show you how sick his draft teams is. Draft
is that a thing? Because I definitely started that like 2 years ago. If that's the thing.
Tuttle started it. That's in the Tuttle tree.
That's in the Tuttle tree. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
So what's your drafters promo link though, Davis, real quick?
Oh, promo code Davis, bro.
No,
chase that overlay.
Check Liam's the private chat. DMs. Liam will give us the overlay in the chat if you need it.
Between the private DMs and Davis's comment, we might have some new announcements.
So Dairy Queen, let's just try to get Dairy Queen. Devin, can you get Dairy Queen just to be the sponsor of the show? All right. So we have the overview. Obviously, Pete gave us no information this week on the overview.
What?
I thought
it was supposed to be a macro look. You want me to? I mentioned
like news and
players,
notes.
Roster
like you didn't give us anything. So I'm gonna go to Tuttle. Tuttle, you've been grinding the projections. Who are some guys that you think are not gonna be playing this week?
It's the first look show, so I mean it's important to remember that. So yeah, I'm gonna give Pete a pass here. But there is kind of actually a crazy amount of stuff that we're kind of waiting on. Seems like more than other week ones. We got the Alan Lazard news that kind of just broke.
Boots on the ground. What's with Alan Lazard?
I mean, I've always been Aaron Jones is just the wide receiver one, so it doesn't matter. So, I mean,
close. Really close. There's another guy. who's actually the wide receiver one. Boots on the ground. How's the Lizard King looking?
Yeah, he's still out, man.
No, no, he's not. He's not been hurt at all. He's fine.
I don't even know who the Lizard King is.
Sammy Watkins.
Bro. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
I was just going to say, why are we doing that nickname? Because when I hear Lizard and associated with Packers wide receiver, I assume it's Lazard. What is
Didn't the fantasy footballers come up with a Lizard King?
Sammy Watkins referred to himself as the Lizard King.
Oh, this is right. Okay. But yes, it's too close to Lazard, I think, for it to be like an actual nickname.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah. Remember when Davis was wondering why I was calling Derrick Henry King Henry? And it was like literally his handle. That was good. He's the big dog. All right, go ahead, Tuttle. You were talking about the Jets QB situation and Flacco and Cash.
Flacco. I wasn't, but we got Flacco now. J.K. Dobbins is still kind of looking doubtful.
He's just not playing.
Yeah, I think so too. Not on main slate, but Rashad Penny. That's the Monday night game.
Yeah, we don't care about Godwin or Penny on this show. We're just
think the two biggest injuries of the slate are Zach Ertz and Rondale Moore.
Yes,
Rondale got the tag removed, but he has not practiced. Ertz has not practiced in like 11 or 12 days now, and that is, I believe, the highest total game of the slate. It's the Sunday afternoon hammer, and the replacements are free, right? McBride minimum salary, Dortch minimum salary, Isabella minimum salary, well, and Rondale
optimals. Rondale's in 100%.
And Rondale's in every optimal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, they don't have Nuke either for week one.
He is suspended for six.
You heard it here first, folks. David Kitchen breaking news. No,
People might have forgotten that he's not going to be in week one. So, like, what are we left
actually,
with?
Perhaps more importantly than that, Antoine Wesley.
Also,
knew Hopkins is out. Wesley not available. He was kind of like the guy randomly when Hopkins went down last season. But
really all we could ask for is one more time in our life for Andy Isabella to let me down. Just one more time, Andy, kick me right in the crotch. It would be real. Because obviously I'm coming into this slate being like, I'm just playing Mahomes doubles on every team. And then the ability to play Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, Mahomes doubles with a 3K bring back. It's like, I can't say no to that. And obviously Isabella will be getting 0 points after. It's the best he ever looked in this preseason. I mean, he like really what Tuttle, were you grinding these preseason slates? He was incredible.
Which is better though.
You know the Swolecast is back when Davis is locking himself into a double stack on a Wednesday, just 100% exposure.
I mean, it is kind of a fruitless combo because Rondale Moore is probably going to play. Zach Ertz is probably going to play.
I have Rondale in and projected for like 11-ish points right now, which is enough to hit.
What's your target share on him? I thought Jamino was a little hot, but then you look around and it's like, where do you put?
I've got him on that team. Well, I've got him at 15%. But I'm also middling between McBride, Dortch, Isabella. I don't have any. The highest I have anyone is AJ or Hollywood at 21.
Yeah, yeah, we had Rondale up at 18.
18 feels spicy. That feels spicy. I mean, I could be wrong.
I could see it, but it felt spicy.
Yeah.
Fantasy Labs has a Vegas tool, and I'm happy to promote Fantasy Labs now that we are all under the same umbrella. I've always used this tool, but now I could actually say that it's coming from Fantasy Labs' Vegas tool. But obviously, you mentioned it, the late hammer game, the 425 game, Kansas City and the Cardinals. Then you've got the other 425 game, which is the second highest total on the slates, and that is the Raiders and the Chargers. Do you know what the third highest team total or game total is for the slate, Davis?
Third high, the Raiders, maybe?
Well, I just said them.
Oh,
is
no,
it,
sorry.
Is it Eagles, Lions?
It is the Eagles and Lions.
Restore the roar, baby.
It's so that's going to be an interesting one. Then you've got the other 425 game, the Packers and the Vikings. So maybe the optimal is to just fade those. Tuttle, I know you love this strategy.
I know you love it, and I can hear
you
it.
You fade the early, and then you just see, like, you just want everyone to die, and knowing that you've got some sort of hope in the late hammer.
Okay, it's
the
week
Titans
one.
Play.
after save yourself two. Until the last games. Yeah, and then you can't be too disappointed when it comes, you know, to Eastern and none of your guys have scored touchdowns.
You play the early, you play the early only, and then you just let everything else die. Right.
Kitchen,
right.
How excited were you when you saw Pro Football Talk's power ranking for teams and they had the Titans at 8th overall?
I did not see that. No one tagged me in it either.
No, wow, no one's tagging you. You were too busy doing a thread of old fantasy insider swag.
That's where I'm at right now in life, cleaning out the garage.
That was the moment when I said this bit of turning on notifications for Soccer Dave has gone too far.
I forgot that you even had that, the notification, the noties turned on.
They're still coming, yeah.
Yeah. Turn on noties for the Swole Cast, if you would, as well. As far as team stacks go, Pete, are you in the Davis camp of just stack Chiefs?
No. I think there's other teams that are interesting on this slate.
Oh, yeah? Well. Really? You do? You think there are other teams? Good for you. Well,
yeah, I just want to – I already locked in my 150 backs, Chiefs double stacks. I'm going to go take a long nap until Sunday at 1 p.m., and then we'll be good to go.
Oh, buddy, that would be amazing. I don't know. No one else really has this, but like football season when you really have to start working a lot again is kind of disconcerting.
Some of us have been working a lot up to this time and not just drafting 600 teams and on our work time. Kitchen, I don't know if you heard last night, one of my prompts on the randomizer was I had to prank call the Olive Garden as Davis. So
that is work. Yeah,
that was work.
That's a different type of work.
You mentioned Hurts. I like Hurts, and this is going to shock you. Even though the game has a super low total, I'm in on playing Trey Lance this week.
Wow.
I think he is going to be the chalk cash game quarterback. I have not run every other website's optimals yet, but it would not surprise me if Leone and Levitan do their show and are like, you got to play Lance in cash.
No.
Do you think Hurts? I feel like Hurts would probably Hurts is gonna be the cash guy.
It's not hard to get Hurts, Kyler, or Lamar.
I was about to say, Lamar is currently the guy that I'm.
I have Lamar without Dobbins projected for a boatload of rushing yards. Like, just because it's like Mike Davis and Justice Hill and Kenyon Drake. It's like Lamar's just going to run, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. I got this anecdotal casual take, too. So okay. I got my college draft that I did last night.
Here we go.
I hated it. It was like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. But what I learned from it is the casuals out there do not like Trey Lance.
The casuals hate Trey Lance.
Yeah, the casuals. So that is going to keep him.
Well, the casuals hated Jalen Hurts, too, until he scored all the points. It's like they're going to hate him until it's too late.
Hurts will be chalk for sure.
If you pulled the casuals, like they're convinced Jimmy Garoppolo is getting subbed in the second quarter of this.
Yes, they're like the casuals are convinced.
First incomplete pass, Jimmy Garoppolo is coming in.
Which is the casual fascination with Jimmy Garoppolo is so bizarre because what are casuals supposed to care about? Winning, and Jimmy every time he gets into a big game is horrible. So you would think that the casuals would be over it, but they get like amnesia. They just remember that he was in the playoffs, not how he played in the playoffs.
All right, let's let's continue the conversation about quarterback though. Do you have anyone that's really head and shoulders above the rest, or is ownership just going to be completely spread out across the board?
Quarterback ownership is already normally pretty spread out, and with all the it's truly like a quarterback, a play whoever you want type spot because you're not, it's not like a spot where like, oh, we want to play Lance because we can't afford CMC and Lance, like, or CMC and Lamar together. I would be surprised in like lotto type contests if any quarterback was more than 11, 12% probably. And even that seems maybe a smidge high.
Yeah. Jamino has Hurts at 12% right now.
That seems about right.
Peter, how do your priors affect this lineup? You've been drafting best ball teams for 5 months, and now you're creating a lineup, and it's all these players that you have attached yourselves to. How does that affect your construction process? Like yeah, you just want to jam in Pitts, jam in, you know, your running backs and everyone that you've planted a flag on.
You know what, Dave? I will say, you know, I was a bit of an ADP bro. You say yeah. I might, you know, be able to detach my emotions from week one of DFS. I am much more a live a little guy week one of DFS. Some would say maybe you hedge your best ball exposures week one DFS. No, we're playing the hits. I love it. You mentioned Pitts. We're going to play some Trey Lance. We're going to get some of these rookie wide receivers in here. And what could go wrong? I mean, what could go wrong? I'll tell you what could go wrong. When I first did the Swolecast, and it was when Cliff Kingsbury had joined the Cardinals and we rolled out Kyler double stacks on everyone and it just bombed. So, you know, it is what it is.
All right. who are some of your favorite quarterbacks this week, Davis?
I mean, I it does feel like with Mahomes being in that high total game and then Lamar sitting right below him, and it feels like Herbert is going to go the most under, like not under, and Waller is only 5,400 as a bring back, and Keenan will show up in the optimals, right? I think I did a first run with non-sanity checked projections and got like 50% Keenan. But I also do feel like there's going to be some sticker shock on the just remembered who plays for what team bros with Mike Williams at 6,600. Now, again, can I, when I'm actually like going to go set my lineup in the spy, is there a chance I am doing Justin Herbert doubles with a Waller bringback instead of Mahomes, Juju, MVS, Rondell? Like literally not a chance, no way. But I like Herbert clearly is going to be way better leverage on the field.
Tout the Herbert to Gerald Everett stacks right now.
What is Everett's price?
He's, I think
3,800. I mean, it's Waller at 5,400 is very cheap. Too. Yeah.
Okay. Next question before we move on to our DraftKings lineup that we construct. Will a non-athletic quarterback win people money this week?
How do you classify Jameis Winston?
He just means a guy who's not going to run.
Rushing. Like a Rodgers.
White quarterbacks.
A Rodgers, a Tannehill, a Tua.
Tell me where Jameis Winston classifies.
Jameis does not count at this stage in his career.
He's not athletic.
Yeah, he's
right?
Not rushing. Right.
Yeah. Give me Jameis willing people money.
Okay. Don't tease the terrible.
I kind of like it. I like Jameis. Derek Carr could win people money.
I had my non-sanity check projections had an insane Derek Carr like YPA and stuff. Because you add Waller and Devontae Adams and you know remove him with some of the jabronis that Carr has thrown to in the past. It really like inflates his stuff.
Yeah, Jamar and James are my favorite cheaper quarterbacks.
Okay. I mean, Mr. Burrow, 6,400.
Yeah.
All right. So they're playing Pittsburgh. No,
Pittsburgh stinks, bro.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, I know. Secondary is no good.
But there's not going to be a reason for them to pass a ton. Let's focus on the DraftKings lineup. And I told people that Tuttle's the key to our 10K. Followers, so I'm gonna let Tuttle lead off the DraftKings lineup.
I have a way to lead this off with a bang if you want to use my terrible take here.
Are we gonna spoil it?
It's up to David.
Can I also just make a request? I know we're on the road to 10K. Tuttle is gonna get us there. If that's the case, don't laugh. Everything I've said is serious. We need a drop for the Tuttle's terrible take, like a 5 to 10 second thing. I don't know if Coakley could help us with this, but we need something to get the people hyped for it.
Totally.
Yeah, you probably have to be Coakley because Sosa has missed the past 2 weeks strategically planning his vacation. Right?
Yeah, where's Sosa? I thought he was sort of like, you know, kind of like our guy.
I thought he was our guy.
Yeah.
In the spirit of the Swolecast, he thought, how can I miss the very...
How can I not show up?
Yeah. Is he at Disney World?
How could I miss the max number of shows? And so he scheduled a Wednesday to Wednesday vacation. So we'll get Coakley, a terrible take, an overview, and you know maybe one of a Blizzard take of the week, you know, something like that. All right, Tuttle, lead us off, and you have my permission to lead with a terrible take if you'd like.
Dropping a terrible take at the tight end position. Cheap guy. He's going to get his 2 touchdowns this week. He's got a wide receiver teammate that's going to be absolute stone chalk. He's got a running back teammate that's also going to be chalk. He's going to steal touchdowns from those guys. Mo Alie-Cox, 3,400.
Ooh, let's go.
Oh.
I actually don't know if Jonathan Taylor is going to be chalk.
He's not going to be chalk, but the casuals will play Jonathan Taylor. Like, look at the Jonathan Taylor lines against Houston last year. People
yeah.
will be jamming Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, no, and, that's and true. Again,
going back to that casuals thing, you know, with being scared of Trey Lance, I mean, the casuals are terrified of
terrified
CMC. They think CMC is yep. going to get injured on his first game.
Yeah, they're not.
That they non-contact injury done for the year.
The casual brain is like trying to figure out who goes to zero first between CMC and Lance. They're like they've never been more confident both of those guys are going to zero.
JT was always the guy last year. If you were doing like ownership projections too, you just like add 5 to 10% to whatever your model's spitting out because the casuals love them.
Okay, let's go with Davis next.
Patrick Mahomes.
Is this where Davis gets three picks for the price of one?
No, yeah. I will. You guys can
go, Mahomes.
You guys can do.
And
you guys can do whatever you want with that information, but I select Patrick Mahomes.
Peter.
All right. I mean, I have to build a logically consistent lineup. We're not doing naked Mahomes. Davis just manipulating us into his version of how he sees the world.
I told you this would happen. ADP Davis, which you gotta draft the guys around their ADP, has turned into chalk Davis.
Is Mahomes 8.4%?
No, he won't be. Yeah, he won't.
I think you're wrong.
No,
Dave.
But you're creating a chief stack though.
Yeah, chief stack will be one of the higher owned stacks for sure.
All right, let's
Although
just
there, there are so many ways to do it. I'll give
exactly.
you that.
That's is, the thing. That there the are thing. Four guys you can play with them and four bringbacks.
Yep.
All right. Let's live a little. I'll let someone else be the chalk donkey with Juju. I'm putting MVS in.
I think MVS is the correct guy to play with him this week.
Good, because that was my choice.
All right. We agree.
Here comes Derrick Henry or something.
You know who no one, Kyle
Phillips.
Pete, you know who no one is going to play with Mahomes this week is Sky Moore. No yeah. one. 2% projected ownership, I bet.
We're going to have to save. And you talk about the casuals out there.
You know, someone on this panel represents the casuals. Yeah, hard to point out exactly who.
The normies. If you can't spot the sucker, you might be the sucker.
So last year, what were some of the keys that we had to winning weeks? It was rookies, correct? And specifically, rookie.
If this is leading to Kyle Phillips, I am. No. My heart out no. is getting moved.
He
I will
give it away. Yeah. He just gave
it's
it
not,
away.
Let me.
Wookie. He said Wookie. Yes. That was on purpose. I can tell.
It was not. But this guy is a rookie that maybe people aren't really focused on. And I'm just going to say he's going to save you lots of dollars to use in your lineup. And that's Jahan Dotson.
Okay.
That's better than the – I thought you were going with the Wandale take.
I like
no,
that. I like
although,
that one, Kitchen.
Yeah, I like Jahan.
I don't know how Kitchen got from point A to point B there.
I don't.
Something to do rookie with wide receiver that people don't know about.
I was going to say, it's like he read something or was listening. Like someone got to him on this.
I think when Kitchen started that sentence, he was going to say Kyle Phillips, then got bullied into Treylon Burks, then was going to go to Wandale Robinson, and then he landed the plane with Dotson at the end of the sentence.
No, it was either between Dotson or Henry, and then Tuttle says, go pick Derrick Henry, and completely stole my thunder there, so that I had to go to a sharp pick that people want. All right, Tuttle?
Oh, man.
It's mini correlation time, boys. Jacksonville-Houston bringbacks.
We're going to go mini correlation with the ADP riser of the season.
Damien Pierce.
I think he is one of the worst tournament plays of our time. Isn't he terrible?
I don't think he's going to be stone chalk, though, is the thing. He's not going to be stone chalk.
Isn't
just doesn't know what chalk is after ADP season.
Isn't Rex Burkhead the better DraftKings play?
Hold up. No.
This is disgusting.
No,
are we going to just torpedo
Rex.
This lineup this early?
If we want to take Damian Pierce, I got a better DK.
No, Pierce is fine. Ownership is going to be so spread out this week.
We literally said
you could play whoever you want. So
I agree, but I want to play. I missed the playing into the Jacksonville correlation that Pete wanted. I want to take ETN.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's sexier.
That's much so sexier.
I don't mind Damian Pierce this week, and he's not going to be chalk. But I.
Well, it like I mean, depend. It like depends on the contest too. Like in like the $100 single entry, he will be pretty chalky. But in like the Millie Maker, he won't.
I don't think so. It's hard to under. I just don't think people are spreading up at wide receiver. So I don't think.
But all the projection sites have Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase as like the biggest values.
Well, this comes into if Rondale Moore is available, right? That plays into it a little bit too.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty much a lot. People are just going to lock him in at 4K. People are locking Michael Pittman at 5.5. So that you have to spend money somewhere. I don't. And Saquon Barkley's only 6,100.
That's true. Saquon is going to be big time.
I could tell where our lineup is trending, and it's not having one top 10 play and leaving like $4,000 of salary on the table.
Yeah, and Davis would be like, "Oh, it's totally fine if you leave salary on table."
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of salary left, don't we?
No. Yeah. No.
Say we use Dolphins D or something around 2,600, 2,700.
The Commanders would be the chalk D.
No, I want to play the 49ers D.
We now have 7,500 to work with.
Let's put CMC in here.
Is this Davis getting to make every pick, or are we still going around the
line? No,
that's Davis's pick right there.
This is CMC. Okay.
Oh, I thought all you were right. doing a defense Peter? For your pick.
I like the Dolphins pick. Yeah, I'm slotting Dolphins in at D just for a salary alignment. Yeah.
Same.
Okay. Well, if Mahomes is going to get pushed, it's going to need to be a Cardinal. As much as I love Rondale, I don't want to eat that chalk. Let's pay up in the mid-range for Marquise.
Which feels like that just feels like a very good play, right? Like it just feels like if one of them is going to get 25, it's not going to be Rondale. It's going to be Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just hope a Call of Duty doesn't drop at halftime. Otherwise, you might be screwed.
Casual Pete. I think we should introduce that to the cast of characters.
Maybe if he could see over the offensive line, he might be able to get him a pop.
We're left if we do Dolphins D, we're left with 79 Hundy in the flex. We talked about the 425 game, one of the games that we said is on there, but maybe people aren't targeting is Green Bay, Minnesota, and Jefferson would be 7,800 and a nice little late hammer.
I think Jefferson is going to be owned a lot.
He'll be owned, but it's not like we don't really have to worry about it with this lineup.
And if you do, if he is owned, well, guess what? You can pivot and go Dalvin Cook for an extra 100.
How did this end up being Michael Pittman Jr.'s salary?
Yeah,
like it's not as if the like this information was not available to DraftKings 2 months ago. Like they had, it's kind of annoying.
You want to hear my. Yeah. Galaxy brain take that
Pittman
is like
me
trying to convince myself not to fade him in tournaments. My galaxy brain take is Carson Wentz was so bad that he had to lock on to the only
guy who could make contested catches.
Yeah. And Ryan's actually good and can spread the ball around.
Right.
That's the galaxy brain take.
I mean, I don't think you can play a 30% owned wide receiver in tournaments.
The Mo Alley, call there.
It's a good leverage play. It is.
Yeah. If it's spread out and then Mo Alley gets the two touchdowns, ship it.
I'd be interested on what one of these galaxy brain, brick or whistles go woo or whatever has on Pittman. Cause that's kind of one of the interesting guys where it's like, 5 years ago, we would have just said, just play him. And then 2 years ago, we say you can't play any guy with that much of ownership, and now the game is sort of gotten even further where it's like sometimes you do play a guy at 30% because you need to be dynamic, and then the real galaxy brain guys who are like running a sim of the slate, running a sim of what their opponents are going to do, and then running a sim with that information, it's like
what's DFS's, the efficient ownership,
it's totally jumped a shark. in that regard.
Yeah. Let's move on to running back. There are just so many options. We got like 25 minutes before we get a hard out. I'm looking at running back. We saw running back, wide receiver, FanDuel,
updating MLB ownership too,
and tight end. Running back is just so. It seems like there's just a plethora of options. Peter, in your cash games this week, are you pretty much tethered to three running backs?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I definitely have been tweaking my cash shell for the past 7 months, and there has been a lot of movement. And obviously, you got to play. I mean, team jam them in. Am I right, Kitchen? CMC, I know he's going to get hurt on the second play of the game, but you got to trust the process and play him. As far as going for cheap guys, I don't even think you have to mess around with it. I think you can play Barkley. He looks like an absurd value at 6,100. And you can make it work with JT as well. Davis, do you think guys might get the CMC JT builds in cash?
My guess is that you go Barkley and then you play Justin Jefferson. My guess is the cabal cash lineup this week is something along the lines of Trey Lance or Lamar Jackson, CMC, Barkley, Justin Jefferson, Juju, minimum salary wide receiver of your choice, probably Cole Kmet level at tight end, then Keenan Allen in your flex spot with the Washington Commanders defense.
I will say I'm pretty interested to see what the public thinks on Saquon Barkley. Barkley, it feels like it's like a fantasy community thing that's like driving it.
Yeah,
like he's fully recovered. Barkley, he's going to be awesome. He's going to get so
Swift,
much
opportunity. Barkley, Swift, Pierce, these guys that we have been talking about all offseason now. It's like, oh, you kind of look at Barkley's sticker at 6.1K on DK. And be like, oh, you got it. You have to play him. You got to. I'd be a fraud if I didn't, and I had been drafting him all season in that second round turn, you know? So I agree. And then guys that you've been shying away from, like Najee Harris in your season long in best ball drafts. And now you have to take a look at it. Is he going to get any sort of dump down work? Davis, what's your thoughts process on that?
That there are too many good plays to be thinking about playing Najee Harris and guys
I'm just saying bias from your 400 best ball drafts.
Well, I didn't take any Najee Harris in 400 best ball drafts either.
That's the
bias.
Yeah.
Well, if I thought
you're getting there.
So if I thought that Najee was poorly priced in best ball drafts, why do I want to take him when I also think he's poorly priced here? Because like I would take Saquon ahead of Najee. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Maybe Najee wins someone $1 million this week. He's 6,400. He could. I mean, like you don't have to squint that hard to see him leading the slate in touches or whatever, but
You've got Kamara. You've got Aaron Jones. Tuttle said he's the wide receiver one, basically, in Green Bay. We've got Chase Edmonds in this new system, and supposedly, you know, he's going to be the alpha dog there. You know, are we chasing the unknown, Pete?
Say that again. I was updating my MLB projections.
I love that I didn't get the first. That the first. Please say that again in the season was not me. That is amazing.
The evolution of the show. I'm telling you, Tuttle is the key to 10K. I'm saying chasing the unknown, these unknown situations, even tossing in just a wild card like Antonio Gibson, who everyone has just been like staying away from as the guy.
My projections think Gibson is a very good play this week.
Right. But people
Gibson would
not
be the fun
him.
One after all the offseason talk around him.
To win someone.
Don't you just play JD McKissick if you want to do that? Like he might be the guy that actually just benefits. For Brian Robinson being out.
He totally could be.
Or like David Montgomery and Gibson winning someone.
David Montgomery, Antonio Gibson, and like Adam Thielen making everyone, and Alan Lazard making everyone money this week would be so good.
CEH, toss him in there. Pete, what
I actually think CEH is a good play, but continue.
Oh, really? The Chiefs player? Okay. Pete, who are your running backs this week?
Well, yeah, I like Swift. I think he's going to be popular. Is Eckler going to be the guy that goes overlooked?
Yes.
Again, too, I mean, what is it there to like about Eckler? I mean, they haven't figured out their backup running back situation. I'm not really worried about Sony Michel having a big role week one. I think Eckler, if any week he has the whole backfield to himself, it seems like it would be early on until they get those guys eased into the system.
Can I give you guys just a semi-hot take?
That's what the show is about, buddy.
Derrick Henry is going to get all the
touches. All these guys we've talked about. Tuttle, you can steal my thunder this time. Derrick Henry has not been mentioned. He might be another like 5% play in tournaments, and he could just absolutely wreck the slate this year or this week.
There's this site called FanDuel.
Yeah.
Where you could play him.
Yeah,
you can play anybody you want on.
Yeah. FanDuel. Well, you haven't looked, Davis. I imagine that you just now pulled up FanDuel to look up his salary.
No, I have not. I don't even know.
He's 9,700 on FanDuel.
Are we going to have our listener league on FanDuel this year?
Oh, yeah. How many weeks did that last?
It lasted the whole season. Just Davis sometimes wasn't in there.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it lasted the whole season.
I think the listener leagues are drying up. I've sent two emails to my DraftKings rep who has not replied about me getting a ring-free.
Well, buddy, there's been a shakeup in the DraftKings VIP structure, so your representative might not be a VIP representative anymore, or might not be with like my longtime VIP guy is not with the company anymore.
I actually went to a VIP, or I actually got invited yesterday to a VIP party this weekend.
Was it a tent pole event? Or
yeah,
in Nashville.
Dan. Yeah, I'm bringing Dan, so I'll see what I can do.
I'm bringing Dan. Dave is bringing Dan.
Yeah, you know how good it felt when I was like, hey, did you get the VIP invite? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, do you want to be on plus one?
Do they not know who he is?
Did you not get invited on the fishing trip with Cal and Dan?
Yeah. Where was
you in the I'm just wondering if you're not in that inner circle.
Someone's got to run things. It's amazing that I was not invited for this trip that would probably cost
salary.
two years salary. But
do you think they were sipping Mai Tais being like, it's nice to know that David Kitchen has things under control back home?
Yes.
I'd like to think that they did like a toast, like, you know, Cam couldn't be there because he just had a baby, but to Cam and the guys like Kitchen to help build RG to what it is.
I actually imagine it a lot like the Ja Rule and Firefest guy toast down there is how I picture Dan and Cal doing.
All right. We've got a hard out in 17 minutes because of Pete's schedule. So we gotta move on to wide receiver. Give us the goods at wide receiver this week, Tuttle.
I mean, we mentioned a lot of the guys that are going to probably be a little bit higher on, Michael Pittman, Rondell Moore. They kind of shape the lineups. I think Juju's interesting because we don't really know what's actually going to happen in Kansas City. But
Mahomes just said today it's going to make everyone mad. Direct quote.
Oh, really? I mean, nobody knows. So in tournaments, you should use that to your advantage and play guys that aren't going to be owned. If you think MBS is going to be low owned, Sky Moore, that sort of thing. And cash.
Well, one other name to mention amongst Chiefs wide receivers, the longest tenure Chiefs wide, the only wide receiver on the roster who has caught a touchdown pass in a regular season game from Patrick Mahomes.
Nicole Hardman.
What if I told you?
Oh man, Hardman.
What if I told you that the guy you needed in week one of the 2022 NFL DFS season was none other than Mecole Hardman?
We talk a lot about in-game correlations. What about thematic correlations? Sammy Watkins with the Mecole Hardman bring back.
I think I gotta play that at least once, I think.
Okay, so I've obviously been following best ball afar, but tell me why. It has puzzled me. Tell me why we don't like Mecole Hardman.
It's just a very long sample of him being bad.
But we have like a long CEH, sample of
there's
no
a
Tyree.
Long sample of him being bad too.
But it's completely a different scenario, right?
I mean,
Tyreek has been out, he's filled the Tyreek role and actually played. When Tyreek wasn't out, like that's pretty clearly.
Well, the other bearish thing for him is that they got Justin Watson from the Buccaneers, and that he seems to maybe be the Tyreek, like the guy running the nine routes thing would Justin be. Yeah. I definitely think Hardman is probably a better than break even play at like 2% projected ownership if Smith-Schuster and Hardman and Kelsey are all going to be north of 10.
Yeah. Embrace the just the unknown, Pete, this week with okay. wide receiver. Embrace the unknown.
I appreciate that.
Who are the guys that you're looking at that we, you know, they're either new on a new team, a rookie, new situation.
Well, I think a lot of the rookie wide receivers are interesting. If everyone is playing, yeah. Do you guys think Wandale Robinson is going to be chalky?
I think he's too. I think that's like a we're in a bubble thing. I think yeah, we sure. opened up and we're like, oh my God, Wandale's 3K, but like people yeah. don't know and Wandale.
What is really Tony's status?
You don't know where targets are
going. Well, and Sterling Shepard was going to be out, but it looks like he's going to be active now. So you want to talk about projection mind kerfuffles, dude? What do you do with Kenny Golladay? Do you project him like a guy they're paying $20 million to, or do you project him like the guy who was, quote, running routes like a mannequin last week? Like, it's very hard to know what to do there.
I mean, you could easily go, if you want to do the mini correlation with, because the Giants wide receivers are just dirt cheap. You have Tony at 4.1. You got Wandale at 3. You
know, Tony.
People are going to play Tony.
Yeah, Tony looks like big chalk early on.
Yeah. Agreed.
I think one interesting thing would be is if Rondale doesn't play, do people just play Tony in cash instead of Rondale?
Well, I asked Pete about embracing the unknown, so I'd like to hear his answer.
Well, I mean, there's lots of other – I mean, another unknown – I mean, we are getting the DJ Moore quarterback upgrade, a guy who people think of as kind of a high floor, low ceiling guy just because he didn't score any touchdowns last year. And so that's one too. I think he looks mispriced to me at 6,000. I think he could be a fun one that I'm willing to mm-hmm. take a peek on.
Yeah, he was showing up in a ton of RG optimals early on, and Jamino had to go and be like, "Well, I think we're a little too." No, I love DJ Moore. Hey,
I mean, another guy.
What if rookie. Baker is good and DJ Moore finally has the season that was promised?
Yeah. Another guy who's a rookie might be playing from behind and just has unlimited potential. You know who that is?
Treylon Burks.
George Pickens. Yep. Titans are not going to be playing from behind. George Pickens, though, is going to be playing from behind.
Pickens is a good selection, Dave.
Thank you. That's my bias from the offseason, though, coming in to play as well.
The other unknown guy that we were kind of circling around that fits with Tuttle's thesis, too, Paris Campbell at 3,300, who, yeah. I think Alec Pierce is fun, but, I mean, Campbell's been running ahead of him all preseason, has been good. Everyone just thinks he's always going to get injured, but I think that could be fun.
Yeah, those new QB, new wide receiver room situations are kind of fun because, I mean – until you actually play around and take a closer look at projections, you don't really realize how fragile a lot of it is.
Yeah.
Scary. It's a lot of guesswork early on for sure. This is the week to kind of take your stand.
You got Davante Adams now, one of the highest priced wide receivers on a brand new team, unsure about what he's going to do. Christian Kirk, they just paid all this money to in Jacksonville, unsure what Jacksonville is going to do this year. You talked about DJ Moore. You got the Giants wide receiver. You got Michael Thomas, Slant Boy, who is going to be. We don't know what he's going to be.
Well, that all offense in general is why, like Jameis, AJ, you don't know what they're going to do. They added yeah. Olave. They added Jarvis Landry,
AJ Brown, Amari Cooper, Robert Woods. All these guys that are in new situations this year. It wide receiver is scary. You want to talk about targeted, like. Guys that can have a concentrated share of targets. Robert Woods could be one of those guys.
He could. That's legit.
I think Christian Kirk too. You mentioned him. I mean, he could.
That was a guy I had to.
Oh,
That was the guy I had to tone down. And my first run is like, I don't want good. Like Christian Kirk, I had him for like 14 and a half points in my first run. And I was like that. Yeah. It seems a little bit rich, but it's like, what are they going to do? Like the 19% target share for Zay Jones? Like, I don't know. Kirk could, and they have that great, they have that matchup too. So it's like, he really could get it right away.
And the Green Bay wide receiver sitch. I mean,
there is a Green Bay wide receiver who averages over 20 DraftKings points per game in week one.
Stop. Stop.
People forget his three touchdown game in week one, but some of us don't forget.
All right, let's talk about guys that might not were sexy, but you got to pay attention to them. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's sexy.
He's sexy, Dave. He's so sexy.
Yeah, like he's sexy now, but the casuals, like they're not going to put him.
The casuals are not going to think of Lions slot wide receivers.
They're
being
not going to put him in the same tier as like, you know, these upper tier wide receivers. You've got Rashad Bateman also, who sexy. Is the yes, but again, not in these past elite tier. So these second year guys that are there, and I had a third. Oh, Mooney, Darnell Mooney. Like these guys that you wouldn't put in that upper tier, but could all, you know.
I'll give you three unsexy names that are okay plays: Adam Thielen, Jacoby Myers, and Brandon Cooks. The Cooks, unsexiest name
for anyone who's using Michael Leone's projections, Brandon Cooks is going to end up looking sexy.
I can't sign off on the Jacoby, but I can sign off on the other two.
Yeah, Jacoby would be the unsexy.
Can you sign off on the unsexy part of that?
Yes, I can sign off on that part of it.
All right. Let's move on to FanDuel lineup real quick, then tight end. Get everyone's thoughts, tie a bow on it so that Pete can get on a plane and once again leave his family. All right. FanDuel.com.
Did I tell you to say that one, Kitchen?
Yeah. I mean, FanDuel, you can play whoever you want.
So let's do it.
It's kind of fun. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Play whoever you want.
Pete, I'll let you start.
That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
Let's build something fun with Hurts. Let's get a Jalen Hurts going.
Okay. Davis.
I mean, grown ass man, AJ Brown.
Yeah,
I love it. I know he's a beta boy. I know he's gonna melt down at some point this season. I just don't see it happen in week one.
He's gonna melt. Oh,
meltdown! You're Kitchen, where's Kitchen, this
we, we've now we're now coping. We're now coping on AJ Brown not being a Titan anymore.
You'll see it. You'll see it. They're gonna go through a tough stretch of games, and he's gonna get on social media and meltdown. All right.
Yeah. Totally.
AJ Brown and Hurts Tuttle. You want to pick a Lions player or someone else?
I will just bring it back with Swift.
Real original.
I will say this line. So I told you guys you can play whoever you want on FanDuel. For those of you who have not opened the FanDuel tab yet this week, this is actually not going to be as high of a own stack on FanDuel because it's some of these guys actually aren't as cheap as we see some other guys priced out. Like Kyle Pitts is 6K. DJ Moore is like 6'2". There's another wide receiver, I forget who, really low 6K range that's pretty much free. Michael Thomas, 6.2. So this game could actually be not quite as highly owned on FanDuel specifically.
There is a famous statement out there that says, to thine own self be true. And so I am going to put Derrick Henry into this line.
I'm looking forward to us getting 3 weeks into the season and Dave at least knowing some other players, like knowing who plays for other teams.
No, I've already presented all the situations. The knowledge is there, but the belief is there with Derrick Henry.
You just need – Kitchen is going to slowly accumulate knowledge on the island games, the flash drafts. Yeah. That's where he'll really –
flash drafts. Oh, my. We are like a little over 24 hours away from flash drafts. Amazing. All right. Pete?
Can we afford Mark Andrews on this lineup?
We're squeezing.
Sure.
We're squeezing.
Although Kyle Pitts is only 6K.
We're starting to squeeze.
But if you want Andrews, you can have him.
I do.
it's kind of my last wish before I get on this plane and then anything can happen.
Oof. Yeah, we're squeezed.
All right. Tuttle.
We'll put the 3K defense in.
Yeah, you got to put the 3K
defense. Let's make it work, fellas.
Put Commanders. Put Commanders in there.
No, you got – I mean, you have to do 3K on this lineup, David.
Raiders seems fine.
I don't understand. How do we spend so much money? I thought we could play whoever we wanted.
I was told I could play
I was truly told play whoever you want.
Tuttle? That's why I did this spiel that the Philadelphia guys.
You said it was so fun, and then you're like, oh, wait.
Well, you guys picked all the the most expensive guys ever. And you'll still see. You can still play like. We'll still go DJ Moore here because I like DJ Moore. I'll make you guys make the tough picks here.
Yeah. All right. So how much do we have left? $4,800 for a wide receiver to play.
Hardman.
Oh my God. What is Hardman? Let's do it.
He's got to be cheap, right?
54.
He's not cheap.
We can't play.
If we take Derrick Henry out, we can actually really make this work.
Yeah, we got to play.
That's what I'm saying.
We got to play Damian
John
Pierce.
John Dotson's 4.9.
This 9.7 kitchen is an eyesore on this one.
Or if we go AJ Brown to Devonta, that's the other way to make this work.
Oh, man.
I mean, grown-ass
yeah, I don't,
man.
I don't, no, I don't, no, I don't. No, I mean, you go from grown-ass man to like.
I will
like,
sacrifice.
No. Here we go. Give me St. Brown as our bring back, and then we're fine.
Who?
Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god, is our bring back in that game.
The sexiest, unsexy pick on the slate.
Right.
Facts.
All right, so we need a running back. Are we playing Mecole?
We're just rebuilding this entire lineup.
No, we only swapped one pick. Are we playing Mecole or no?
No.
For the brand.
No.
Yeah, for the brand.
Okay. So now we have 5,700.
Yeah.
And we can make this work. You guys
Let's
finish
see. What,
it off.
So we have 57 for a running back?
Running back.
Or 53. If you play like the Washington Commanders,
we'll
have 53.50.
We'll upgrade if we have.
Oh, how about this? How about a little Ramondre? How about we live a
yeah,
little?
Yeah, there we Ramondre. Go. We are living a little.
We didn't even talk about him. I
That's
love it.
One pick.
And then so we got 58 for a flex. Some of the guys 50. We talked about, Christian Kirk, Clyde Edwards is Davis's guy.
Yeah.
You said 58?
58, yeah.
Or what about Chase Edmonds?
Edmonds,
yeah,
little passing back correlation.
I kind of prefer Kirk there if we're going.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, we play whoever you want. All right,
play whoever you want.
tight ends, obviously on FanDuel, you're playing the best tight ends. On DraftKings, tight end is what? Pete.
Kmet and Waller.
Man, the more I look at some of these early ownership projections, I'm loving that Raiders Chargers game. It seems like all those guys are going overlooked, which probably shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
I like the
Waller.
People are spooked about his injury too.
Kmet's 3.7. Any other cheap? I see a 2.8K guy. Looks pretty good. Janu. But you've got Robert Tonyan. Is he gonna be full health, Tuttle?
I actually don't know on him. It's okay. Tonyan though.
I don't think he is gonna play.
Okay.
You could do Hayden Hurst, 3,300 tied to Burrow. That you gotta think his salary is gonna be more later in the season. Brevin Jordan too, if everyone's playing Brandon Cooks, Brevin Jordan punt is
Irv Smith.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Big Irv season. Okay.
Irv's the word.
Ooh, Bellinger is going to be tied in one.
I will say one of the best plays you can make a tight end doesn't play and Rondale does, McBride is going to be owned, but not as owned as he should be.
I hear he's pretty athletic.
He's not actually that athletic, but he caught 90 passes his final season at Colorado State.
I thought he was athletic. I thought he was
fine. He was fine, but Dulcich was way more athletic than him.
R.I.P. All right.
Such final, a shame we can't get rich on Albert O until we
final
two.
Thoughts, Davis, please. Heart out. Final thoughts, Tuttle. You might want to reemphasize your terrible take.
Mo Alley Cox, 2 touchdowns.
Oh my God.
Let's love go. It.
Tuttle grinding projections and the key to 10K. If Mo Alley Cox goes for 2 touchdowns, we'll just be blasting this everywhere. All right, Davis, final thoughts?
I mean, a serious final thought would be people overconfident in median projections week one are going to have a hard time getting there. It's like what Peter just said about like the Raiders, Chargers. I mean, it could go for any game. Like, as if you're doing projections, you're just guessing. Let's just be like, a lot of week one is just big time guesswork. The most guesswork of any week in terms of role, target share, efficiency. Like, we don't know what Davante Adams is going to look like on the Raiders. We have no clue. So don't get too in love with median projections this week, I think.
All right, Pete.
We are finally free from the shackles of ADP.
That's right.
This is a week to do what David Kitchen once taught me. Live a little.
Live a little. Yes, I love it.
Devin,
yes.
That's what we call
embrace the unknown. Live a little.
Cut the show.
And thank you to our potential sponsors out there. We'll see y'all next week. Sign up. Hit the Noti badge. We'll see you next week here on the Swolecast or RunnerGrinders.com. Peace.